Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brothers and sisters, Allah loves us all. Allah wants us to love one another. Allah wants us to be peaceful. Allah wants us to live in peace with our neighbors, to protect life, to support and give to the poor. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you all. He said, help one another, love one another, give to the poor, live in peace, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Brothers and sisters, let's love one another. Let's be peaceful.
That is freedom of worship. That's democracy. Welcome to Understand Democracy. It's me, Musajja Wabwino, again, helping you understand everything you need to know about democracy. Democracy allows diversity. Everyone has the right to belong, believe in, and practice any religion of their choice without suffering from discrimination. Human rights are what every human being needs in order to be happy and healthy and to fully participate in society. Human rights are universal. They are to be enjoyed by every human being and they apply in every human society. They do not differ with geography, political, economic, or cultural system, or stage of development. It is therefore the duty of every state to promote and protect all human rights. Listen to this and hear another human right you are entitled to.
We want a new breeze. We want a new breeze. We want a new breeze.
People of Bigodi, what do we want?
We want a new breeze.
People, I want us to be peaceful. I want us to protest peacefully.
Peace.
Let's not break the law. The police women and men you see are here to give us security. They are here to ensure our demonstration remains peaceful. Let's make our voice heard peacefully.
We want a new breeze. We want a new breeze.
Our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Bigodi FM. I'm reporting live from Bigodi Town. As you can hear in the background, the people of Bigodi are demonstrating. Let us talk to their leader. Why are you demonstrating?
Our bridge was destroyed 1 month ago. We have not had a bridge for a month. We can't take our produce and animals to the market. Our children can't go to school in Bianda district. We can't access the regional hospital.
Why didn't you inform your leaders, your representatives, instead of protesting?
That's what we tried first. It did not work. We have called the LC3 chairperson, informed our MP, spoken to the RDC, but no one has helped us. That is why we have decided to demonstrate peacefully. This way, we believe the authorities will hear and address our problem.
Is this protest legal? Are you not breaking the law?
Not at all. First, this is a peaceful demonstration. Second, we got permission from the police. And as you can see, we have policemen and women giving us security as we protest peacefully. Third, the constitution of our country gives us a right to freedom of peaceful assembly and freedom of speech. It is our right to congregate, demonstrate peacefully, and express ourselves.
The right of freedom of peaceful assembly and freedom of speech is one of the rights that we are entitled to as citizens of this country. Citizens are free to gather, protest, and demonstrate support or displeasure, either individually or in a group. However, this freedom should be exercised within the laws governing our country. It should be exercised with permission from relevant authorities, especially the police. Citizens are also free to express themselves publicly. Other human rights that we as citizens of this country have, according to the Constitution, include equality and freedom from discrimination, protection of right to life, protection of personal liberty, respect for human dignity and protection from inhuman treatment, protection from deprivation of property, right to education, protection of minorities, right to culture, among others. I have to go, but remember, on Understand Democracy, Musajja Wabwino, I help you to understand democracy process by process. Just do one thing, sigala kumukutu. This information is brought to you by the Ministry of Information, Communications Technology and National Guidance, GAIN Uganda, and Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. Before I go, let me leave you with something to think about. Why are fundamental freedoms important in a democracy? Which is the most important freedom for you? Should people always be free to say what they want? Should people be allowed to protest? What form of protest do you find acceptable? What can and should be done to improve the human rights situation in Uganda? See you next time on Understand Democracy with me, Musajja Wawino.